This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, lots of great news in Trump land, lots of things to talk about before I get to the national news. Because this show is based in Las Vegas, because I am a Vegas kind of guy, and because most of you listening know it's based in Vegas, most of you love Vegas, most of you tune into my show because you like me and you like my Vegas attitude, I got to start with a little Vegas story. Because I'm a guy who, since the moment they started charging for parking, has ripped them to shreds and said those hotels are going to rue the day they charge for parking. That is going to kill the performance of the hotels in Las Vegas. Because, you know, Wayne Root is a high-income guy. And if I will not pay $20, $25, or $30 to park a night, or, you know, 4 hours I'm at the hotel, going to a restaurant, a show, that'll keep me away from the hotel. I won't go there anymore. I went to all my favorite restaurants 1, 2, 3, 4 times a week for 20 years. And then I stopped going. I don't go anywhere on the strip anymore. I won't go to their restaurants if I have to pay for parking. Now, a little dirty secret, because I have friends all over town, I have friends who get me parking passes, and so I can go to a hotel where the bill's $30 and I pay nothing. And I'll go out to eat still in a restaurant in that hotel once in a while, knowing that I hand them a parking pass that says I get in free. But I do that once in a while now, and I used to go 4 times a week, now it's once a month. I just don't want to make them rich if they're going to screw me over. And if I'm going to spend $100, $200 on dinner, and you think you're going to charge me $25 for parking, I say, go screw yourself. And so I stopped going, and everyone I know stopped going, and the Strip is off limits now to locals. And there are 2 million people living in Vegas. I think 2 million people in Vegas who went to the Strip all the time is more valuable than 45 million tourists. And so even though Vegas continues to set records with tourism and have 40-plus million tourists every year to Vegas, that's great. Makes us the tourist capital of America, one of the tourist capitals of the world. Locals don't go to Vegas casinos anymore, you know, meaning strip casinos. Locals only go to casinos like Red Rock Casino and Green Valley and South Point, Green Valley Ranch and South Point in Henderson and in Summerlin. And in other off areas of Vegas where locals hang out. They've totally changed the economy of Vegas away from the Strip and towards the locals' hotels for the locals. And so what happened today? Free parking now coming to Wynn and Encore on the Vegas Strip. Because they realized what a terrible mistake it was. First, the first sign was a few months ago. Wynn said, we're going to go to validation system. If you spend $50 or more at a Vegas, at a Wynn property, store or restaurant, and you present that when you go back to the parking area, we'll take away your $20 charge. You won't pay anything for parking. So I knew right off the bat it was a miserable experience. It had to dramatically hurt business. They'd never go back on it. Never. I heard so many people say, Wayne, you can complain all you want. It never goes back. They will never go back. They will never go back. Free parking is over in Las Vegas. And I said, nope, you're wrong. I'm going to keep hammering away and hammering away and hammering away in my newspaper columns and on my radio show. And eventually they're going to go back because they're all going to lose business. And they're all going to be hurting for money. And they're going to realize it was a tragic, tragic mistake. And so Wynn obviously understood that because Wynn Hotels, Encore and Wynn, decided they would give validation so that you wouldn't have to pay for valet parking. Now they've gone all the way back to 100% free parking at all their self-parking garages, open to all guests and will not require validation according to a Monday statement from the company, meaning today. Valet parking will remain free for overnight hotel guests at both resorts. And, of course, valet parking is free with any kind of validation. I don't go to Wynn unless I'm going to spend $50 at one of my favorite restaurants, you know, 50 or more. Therefore, parking is now free at all Wynn hotels. Parking has remained free brilliantly. Sheldon Adelson kept it free at his hotels, which are Palazzo and Venetian. And I think MGM, which has the dumbest CEO in the whole world, Jim Dummy Murin, is going to have to follow the lead now, and Caesar is going to have to follow the lead, because they made a tragic mistake and a tragic miscalculation. They thought the locals didn't matter. They thought the locals in Nevada were dummies, and we just accept paying $20. Or, if we went away, who cares about a bunch of locals? Well, guess what? If a local, those 45 million tourists come once a year. But if I'm a local and there's 2 million locals and I go to a casino 7 days a week, maybe three times for lunch and four times for dinner, that means I equal seven people a week. A week. Seven people a week times 50 weeks. You get the idea. I'm equal to 350 tourists a year. So I think locals in Vegas, are of 2 million of us, are more important than even tourists. And we were treated like garbage by the Jim Murins of the world. And what does he know? Everyone I know who knows Jim Murin tells me he's a clueless moron who walks around with a security team of five big guys with guns at all times, and his son goes to the pool surrounded by bodyguards with guns. This is the guy that disarmed all the security guards at MGM properties before the October 1st attack. He's a genius, isn't he? Everyone else should die. Well, he gets to walk around surrounded by five bodyguards with guns. And his son gets to walk around to go to the pool in your shorts. Five bodyguards with guns. This is what you're dealing with. This is what liberals, what government employees, what bureaucrats and CEOs think like. You don't matter and I don't matter. Charge him $20 for parking. Who cares? That's how I'll get rich and pay myself a $50 million bonus and sell off $100 million worth of stock this year. We'll all get rich off the parking fees. I guess you didn't get so rich, did you, dumb one? What a dummy you are, Jim Murin. Anyone who thought parking, $20 charges for parking would work is a moron. And I called it from day one. And how Jim Murin's board at MGM has not fired this loser, I have no idea. Not a clue. All right, other breaking news today that really matters outside of Vegas. Rod Rosenstein submits his resignation letter. Glory, hallelujah. Deputy Attorney General Rob Rosenstein is done. Gone. Gone forever. And here's what I have to say to you, Ron. Rod, don't let the door hit your butt on the way out, okay? Don't get hit in the ass on the way out the door. What a vicious guy. Led the coup against Donald Trump. God knows what he was paid. God knows what's in a Swiss bank account or a Cayman Islands bank account. God knows how much he was paid by the Clinton Foundation and offshore money. All I can tell you is Rod Rosenstein is dirty. And he must be awful scared because he submits a resignation letter where he praises Trump for courtesy and humor. You know how scared this guy must be? He's the most beady-eyed looking guy I've ever seen in my life. You know how some people talk in these rap songs? He is the most beady-eyed looking mother you know what-er I've ever seen in my entire life. He submits his resignation letter ending a tumultuous 2 years as the Justice Department's number two official. In his letter, Rosenstein says, I'm grateful to you, Mr. President, for the opportunity to serve, for the courtesy and humor you often display in our personal conversations, and for the goals you set in your inaugural address, patriotism, unity, safety, education, and prosperity. Wow, that's pretty funny. That's really funny. You must be really scared you're about to get indicted, and you're going to spend 50 years in jail unless you cooperate. And who are you going to have to cooperate against? Obama and Hillary, those are the dirty scum that put you up to your job. The dirty scum that asked you to spy on the Trump administration. Someone's going to jail. As Lucy and Desi would say, someone's got some explaining to do. Got that, Rosenstein? And the other big news, of course, being Jewish, I, Wayne Root, being Jewish, it always brings tears to my eyes when someone tries to kill Jews in the synagogue. And I don't care if Jews are liberal. They're too liberal. No question they're too liberal. They're still my people, and their blood flows through my blood. I'm Jewish, and that's the way it is. And so I can hate their politics and still love my people. And still I'm horrified when someone tries to kill Jews at a synagogue. Terrible, terrible thing. And so there was a shooting in Poway right outside San Diego on Saturday. And the lesson learned by liberals is, oh, it's white extremism. And B, oh, my God, it must be Trumpism. And C, it's guns, it's guns, it's guns. And you learn the wrong lessons every single time. You do realize that Jews had their guns taken away. That was the first thing Hitler did before he enslaved and murdered all the Jews, is he banned guns in the hands of Jews. So you're learning the wrong lessons all over again. The lesson is Jews need to be armed at all times. Every Jew should be armed all times. I don't care if you go into the synagogue or the shopping center or the supermarket, you should be armed. But let's forget all that. Maybe you don't want to do that. But there should be an armed security guard at every synagogue when there's a service. And there should be parishioners who are armed at the service. Because what was the lesson of this one? Once again, a hero off-duty Border Patrol agent fired at the synagogue shooter 5 times and hit his car 4 times as the guy was running for his life. Only 1 person killed. Terrible, terrible thing. Again, I shed tears when someone dies who's Jewish. I feel like it's one of my own that died. So I shed some tears this weekend. The poor lady, 60 years old, when you read about her, seems like one of the sweetest women ever. Just a good person. And she didn't deserve to die. She died defending the rabbi. She jumped in front of the rabbi and took his bullet. She's an amazing woman. But do you know how bad it would have been if an entire synagogue filled with 100 parishioners and tons of little children and a 19-year-old sicko walks in with a weapon and can't be stopped? He's going to gun everybody down. There would have been 100 dead Jews in that synagogue. My people. And instead, 1, thank God, and 3 shot. But that's okay. That's really amazing. That's a miracle. We don't want to see anyone die. We don't see anyone shot. But that's still a miracle when a man walks in with a rifle and there's no one to challenge him. Everyone dies. But there was someone to challenge him. Thank God one of the parishioners brought a gun and handed it to the Border Patrol agent who knows how to use it, who was unarmed. And the Border Patrol agent chased the guy and he ran for his life. He dropped his gun and ran. And then he shot at him. Thank God for that Border Patrol agent. Thank God for the parishioner that brought a gun. Guns save lives.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying?
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? dream. What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea, in the world-famous War Room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. Now let's go to war. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, America first, America second, America forever. Capitalist evangelist, God bless this great country and capitalism that allowed me to make money in this country. I love you, America. I am American-made, proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, here in Las Vegas, the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in syndicated radio. That's after Fred gave me, Ed Stoltz gave me my shot on local radio. So it's like the Ed and Fred show. I owe it all to Ed and Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. It tickles me pink to know in the last 24 hours, two separate fans who listen to the show have sent me emails and said, Wayne, I just bought some stock in Fordham. I just bought FTMR. That's their ticker symbol. And I thought, how cool is that? How cool is that? I hope you all make a fortune. I hope you do. It's the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call toll-free at any time. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. So many of you do. Thousands per week. Twitter. You can find my tweets at @RealWayneRoot, @RealWayneRoot. And you can find my TV show. If you're listening now, you can find my TV show at DirecTV, Dish TV, cable systems like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, or just go to NewsmaxTV.com at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, NewsmaxTV.com, and you will find my show there. You can go to YouTube and check out Newsmax and find my show live at 8 o'clock Eastern. You can go to Roku, and you can also find my show twice a day now, 8 p.m. Eastern, and then it repeats at 1 p.m. Eastern the next day. All right, so I was on a rant about this hero off-duty Border Patrol agent. First of all, the rabbi, they asked the Border Patrol agent to come armed just in case. Suspect opened fire at the Shabbat of Poway, a Jewish synagogue in San Diego area, and a good guy with a gun was able to shoot back. I always say a good guy with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun. That good guy is Border Patrol agent Jonathan Morales. He chased after the attacker and shot at him as he got into his vehicle to flee. The Times of Israel reports Morales. Doesn't that sound like a Spanish name to you? Sure sounds like it to me. Jonathan Morales. Times of Israel reports Morales recently discovered his Jewish roots, and after he began coming to the Chabad of Poway, was asked by Goldstein to pray armed. Goldstein, as the rabbi, said Morales recently discovered his Jewish roots. He would travel 3.5 hours from El Centro to pray with us at our synagogue. He said it's our shul, but I mean synagogue. He felt this was his house of worship, and many times I said, Jonathan, you work for the Border Patrol. Please arm yourself when you are here. We never know when we will need it. Goldstein made clear the synagogue has armed guards in the service when they can afford to do so. One person killed in the synagogue attack, 3 others injured. I think that's a great story. I mean, it's a sad story, obviously, that there was an attack. It's a sad story, obviously, that one poor, poor woman was killed. How sad is that? However, it's a great story that they were the bad guy was chased off by a good guy with a gun. An off-duty Border Patrol agent kept the shooting from being so much worse. I'll bet this isn't on any of the media in this country. Trump already picked up on it. He said, sincerest thank you to our great Border Patrol agent who stopped the shooter at the synagogue in Poway, California. He may have been off-duty, but his talents for law enforcement weren't. Great stuff. Great stuff. And the family of the shooters disowned him. They described their own son as evil. The parents of a teenager accused of shooting dead one worshiper and wounding 3 others denounced his actions Monday as evil, said they had no clue what motivated him. His name's John Ernest, 19. That was the killer. And he shot the finger off the rabbi, by the way. And it says, we're shocked and saddened by the terrible attack, but our sadness pales in comparison to the grief and anguish our son has caused for so many innocent people. He's killed and injured the faithful who were gathered in a sacred place on a sacred day, to our great shame. He is now part of the history of evil that has been perpetrated on Jewish people for centuries. Our son's actions were informed by people we do not know and ideas we do not hold. He raised in a family with faith and a community that rejected hate and taught that love must be the motive for everything we do. Wow. Evil, despicable act they described their son's act as. Good parents, good people.
Trade Pros. Whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and 2020 campaign hopeful Joe Biden holds his first campaign event in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It's well past time that the minimum wage nationally be a minimum of $15. It's well past. It's time to start rewarding work over wealth. Yes, the first step is to reverse President Trump's tax cuts for the very wealthy and corporations. We need to eliminate these special tax breaks from the tax code.
Police and federal agents have charged 26-year-old Mark Stephen Domingo with providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says Domingo was planning a terror attack in California.
At times, Mr. Domingo said that he wanted to kill Jews as they walked to synagogue. At other times, he said he wanted to kill and target police officers.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Speak with Wayne. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the latest news, the terror attack has been thwarted in California. The feds thwart a mass casualties terror plot in California by an army vet who converted to Islam and wanted retribution for the New Zealand mosque attacks. He was targeting Jews and churches and cops, and said, quote, America needs another Vegas event. Wow, some scary people out there, huh? Really scary people. And by the way, the thing that's not scary is when you're informed, when you're educated, and when you're entertained. And that means watching me every night, Monday through Friday, at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific on Newsmax TV. You find out about all these crazy people and crazy liberals and people who want to kill, good people. You find out about all of it, but you find good conclusions. It's not always negative. It's a good, happy ending when the guy gets caught. They got him. Hopefully he'll go to jail for the rest of his life. Newsmax TV, The Wayne Allyn Root Show. Every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, and then repeats every single day the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern. That's 10 a.m. Pacific. It's in 80 million homes on DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity, and many other cable systems. And we have Bill O'Reilly three times a week, including tonight. You'll get Bill O'Reilly to open the show with me in an interview from earlier today. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. You have other TV options, so encourage them to get Newsmax to make you happy. To make it simple, you can call this toll-free number, and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. Call toll-free 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. We've got our guest, Josh Manning from WesternJournal.com, senior news editor, Josh Manning, with today's most popular stories at his very successful website, Western Journal. Josh Manning, how are you?
Wayne, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm glad we stopped this crazy man from another Vegas mass casualties type of attack. What the world needs and what America needs is not another October 1st Vegas attack.
Is it not amazing how many dangerous people are out there who we don't even know about? They're lurking, waiting.
Well, there's a lot of them, obviously.
Alarming.
There's a lot of them, but I'll give you a glass is half full versus half empty analogy. I've always said it's amazing how few we actually have. Thank God these are few and far between. I mean, let's face it, it's very easy to pull off bad stuff. Anyone could walk into a hotel, a casino, a resort, Disney World, and just start shooting, and thank God they don't. Thank God it's very few people mentally ill enough, or high school, an elementary school. Very amazing how few actually do it in a nation of 340 million. So I'll look at the glasses half full.
That's what always was interesting to me about Al-Qaeda and now ISIS. It is really easy to go after soft targets, yet they, thank God, they don't do that. They're going for these bigger, I guess, higher profile things.
I think it's clear.
And I never understood what the thinking on that was.
Well, I think it's hard to find people willing to carry it out because you know you're committing suicide. It's your last day on Earth. Very few people want to constantly commit suicide, thank God, and take people with them. They just don't do it, thank God. So I think it's kind of remarkable how few incidents we really have, and I agree with you. It's very easy to hit soft targets, and it's certainly very easy to be a lone suicide bomber and to do something terrible, and it just doesn't happen here. And it shows you we live in a pretty great country, and most people don't want to commit suicide. They like their life, so I think that's kind of it. Let me ask you something. Illinois Democratic representative says, let's legalize abortion, but castrate and tax men so that abortions are rare. Are liberals all this crazy? Because it seems like I never knew how insane they all were. These feminist women are nuts.
So as I was putting this story together, I remember noting, I'm basically an assignment editor, so I remember noting to the writer, One angle here is that these Democrats on the outside, on the periphery, on the extremes, on the fringes, these guys are the ones to watch because 10 years from now, 20 years from now, they're the ones who are in control. And if you don't believe that, I mean, I know you understand that, but if some of your listeners don't believe that, go back and look at what Democrats looked like in the 60s and what the extreme part of the party looked like then, and look at what it looks like today. I mean, back in the 60s, they would never believe. If you had a time machine and went back and told people who voted for JFK, hey, in the year 2019, the Democrat Party is going to stand for, infanticide, confiscating guns, rolling over to terrorism, taxing relentlessly, socializing medicine. And now this woman wanting to say, well, hey, look, here's the solution to abortion. Just castrate men. I mean, nobody would have believed that back then, yet here we stand. So the fringes are where you need to look. People say, well, look, it's on the fringe. It's not a big deal. Those people aren't taken seriously. That's right. They're not taken seriously at first. But as we know, liberals never give up ground. They only advance. And they're willing to do it slow as can be. You know, a drip of water can drill a hole if it drips long enough. That's what they're willing to do. They're in this playing the long game. And if you think this is crazy right now, it is crazy. But I guarantee you down the road, this is going to be more seriously considered. Had you seen this story yet, Wayne?
Yeah, I had seen it. And I just, you know, my first thought was that you talk about, you know, terrorist incidents in the United States, and we're lucky there aren't more, but there's a lot of crazy people walking around. You're going to see one of these fem-Nazi women just kill men. They're going to walk into a college classroom and leave all the women alone and just wipe out all the men in the classroom. You watch. Because this is the type of thing you'd expect from a woman who says what this woman says. I mean, come on. You're talking about castrating men and taxing men? Then I guess you must want to murder men. You're a sick person.
Yeah, I keep going back. I don't remember if I've shared this with you or not. I keep going back to this protest I saw in Portland a few months ago. There was a woman there, very, very loud, vocal leftist. She had purple hair. And then she saw I think it was a conservative in the audience. It was somebody who she considered an enemy. And she was absolutely losing her mind on this guy. And there was some amount of hate in what she was saying, but she completely believed that the person she was talking to was a Nazi, was a fascist, wanted to kill minorities, probably wanted to rape her. She really believed this stuff, Wayne. It's not like she was trying to get a political point across. She was horrified and terrified. And I think what happens is when you have a leftist media and when you have academe pushing these ridiculous, insane narratives over and over and over again, that the president of the United States is racist, that the president of the United States wants to rape women, that the president of the United States is a bigot and a homophobe and all of these things, people eventually begin to believe it. And they internalize it. And at some point, yeah, people on the fringe, people who are already on the edge, maybe they're off their meds, maybe they haven't gotten diagnosed, they're going to do something really stupid, and it's going to be the responsibility of the leftist media and the left in America for that tragedy happening. It's not like you can just go out and say this stuff without consequences. Words mean things. We don't utter things into ether, and they just vanish. These words have an effect on people, and the effect right now is alarming.
Well, if they have an effect on people, all the men out there listening better hold on to your, you know what, because liberal women want to castrate you.
You know what my favorite part of this is? So she says that the idea is, well, hey, look, we'll castrate you, but before that, we'll get a sample of your sperm. And we'll store that. And hey, we're going to tax you to do that. So I love this. We're not only going to castrate you, but we're going to tax you to store your genetic material. And I don't know if this makes this worse or more interesting or what, but she didn't say this behind a podium. She didn't say this in a TV interview. She said it to a group of constituents who were wanting to meet with her about an abortion bill.
Well, it'll certainly keep
that dismissive.
Hey, Josh, it'll certainly keep the men away. The male constituents are. I couldn't get anywhere with a 100-foot radius of that woman. I was wondering where you were going with my favorite part of this. It's kind of hard to find a favorite part of castration, but, you know.
The Lorena Bobbitt wannabe.
Yeah, if you want to turn a conservative man pro-tax, tell him that we're going to tax you and castrate you. And the favorite part of that is definitely taxation, not castration.
You know the flip side of this, Wayne? Imagine if a Republican had said, hey, to reduce abortion, why don't we make tubal ligations, tube tying mandatory?
Exactly.
And we can save women's eggs, but we'll charge them, we'll tax them to store them. Can you imagine the outcry?
I can't imagine the outcry the way Obama used the IRS to try and destroy my life, Josh. The outcry of Donald Trump used the IRS to get rid of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, or the leaders of CARE. Muslims were persecuted by the IRS because of their political beliefs by a white Republican president. Can you imagine the outcry in America?
It would be the only thing on the news. It would have gotten far more attention than Mueller. Far more.
Right. All right, let's switch to Beto O'Rourke, because he's always good for a laugh or two.
No.
He says illegals are kept in bondage. So the question becomes, why do thousands a day keep trying to break into America illegally if they're kept in such terrible bondage? The word must be out that it's not so terrible when you break into America, right? Wait, hold your answer, Josh. Hold your answer, because the music's on. We'll get it when we come back. Hang through the break. Josh Manning, senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, one of the busiest and most popular conservative websites in these United States of America, WesternJournal.com. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root at RootForAmerica.com. The show is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, coming to you from the world-famous War Room deep inside Wayne Manor. We shall return. Root for America is the website. You can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can follow my tweet at Real Wayne Root, at Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. Be back in a sec. This is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 5 quarts and a Wix filter for $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card and 150 O-Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
War now.
Got an old car.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. Ron Corey is a Warrior, too, and he has a great new book out called Tenacity. You've heard me talk about it for months now. He's living the American dream. He's living the Vegas dream. Amazing guy. Started out as a card dealer at the Tropicana Hotel and wound up owning car dealerships. How about that one? That's a good title for a book. From card dealer to car dealer. Wound up owning casinos. Wound up owning gambling establishments. Wound up owning bars and restaurants. Now a partner with Andre Agassi, one of the most successful men in all of Vegas. He's a Vegas tough guy and former Marine from Brooklyn who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the story of what it takes to make it with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco and Reservoir Dogs. And Kill Bill is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an ebook, or a Kindle. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen, the famous actor. Amazon today and order Tenacity. Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Ron Corey. Or you can go to his website, Ron Corey, author. com. The book is Tenacity. He's a tenacious fellow and a good friend of mine. All right, we're back with Josh Manning of WesternJournal.com. Josh, you're a pretty tenacious guy, I think.
Well, thank you. Hey, that's high praise coming from you. I mean, you're the king when it comes to that.
Well, how do you like going from car dealer to car dealer? That's to owning car dealerships all over Vegas. That's pretty cool. I don't even know how anybody does that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and you're right. That's a fantastic name for a book. And I love Michael Madsen, by the way. Him having him read that is a fantastic idea.
Yes, Michael Madsen's like the ultimate mafia voice.
Yeah, he's gravelly. Yeah, he's fantastic.
All right, so I left you with the thought that Beto O'Rourke, otherwise known as Robert O'Rourke, his real name, Rob O'Rourke, says that illegals are kept in bondage. So if they're kept in bondage, why do you think so many keep trying to break into the United States, Josh?
Right, that's the point of the piece that we did on this. You can't have it both ways, right? You can't say that the illegals when they come here are mistreated, that it's horrible, they're abused, they're separated from their children, that there's human rights violations and this, that, and the other. All of the horrible things that the left accuses ICE and the U.S. Border Patrol and President Trump of doing to these illegals, you can't say all of that's happening while looking at caravans of thousands of people, knowing they are trying to get in here to that. They're coming to America knowing what they're going to experience. They know. That's the funny thing, right, is that the press and the left are trying to brainwash the American people into thinking that these illegals are mistreated, while the illegals, people who are outside the country, know, hey, man, our lives are going to be so much better when we get there. They're not going to mistreat us. We want to get there. We want to get there to ask for asylum. Do you remember all of the talk about asylum seekers and how we were treating them poorly? And these were poor people trying to escape horrible conditions, and the conditions we kept them in were equally as horrible, this, that, and the other. That is a complete lie. They are looking forward to getting here. They're looking forward to going through the asylum process.
They're looking forward to our horrible conditions, because our horrible conditions are better than their best conditions. What are you kidding me?
Exactly. And so, again, it's the Blame America First crowd. It's the Blame Trump for Everything crowd. It is the Make America Look Bad So That the Left Advances crowd. And that's a sick group of people.
All right, and last but not least, Biden compares Trump to World War II, the Cuban Missile Crisis, for supporting General Robert E. Lee, but Biden was once a big supporter of Robert E. Lee. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I love this. So Biden made the comment, it was actually in his announcement video last Thursday, he made the comment that he's never seen a threat like, and basically he's talking about Trump, a threat to the United States like Trump in his lifetime. And so we started thinking, well, what all has happened in Biden's lifetime? Flu epidemics, World War II, the Cold War, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the war against terrorism, all of these things. And Trump somehow is comparable to those. Now think of what's going on out there. Record low unemployment, the GDP numbers came out, they smashed everything that was being predicted. Taxes are lower. Americans feel better about the direction the country is going in. All of these things are associated with Trump. And Biden is sitting there pandering to the people who he wants to vote for, saying, hey, this guy is a disaster unlike anything else in my lifetime. And the funny thing is, Biden said that in response to Trump defending people who supported the Charlottesville statue of Robert E. Lee. The really funny thing there is that Biden actually voted to re-extend citizenship to Robert E. Lee posthumously back when he was in the Senate.
Well, listen, I'm not ashamed to admit I studied the Civil War as a kid growing up. Is that a bad thing? And I happen to, I'm on the North Side. I was a New Yorker. I was a Yankee. But I loved Robert E. Lee. I think he's one of the greatest heroes and courageous gentlemen in the history of mankind, and probably the greatest general in the history of warfare. Why can't you say that? What's that got to do with slavery or liking the South? Nothing. General Robert E. Lee was a great man. I'll say it out loud. Great man, great man, great man. And he never fought for slavery. He fought only to defend Virginia, the state he loved, his home. That's it. That's the only reason he ever fought. He was asked to leave the North before he took the job to lead the South's army. Amazing guy. All right, Josh Manning's an amazing guy, too. Josh, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Details.